First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. These are personal stories given by members and come from their personal life and journey in faith. Real people sharing their joys and sorrows, doubts and convictions, fears, hopes, and gratitude. As you make your personal journey and choices during Lent, we hope their insights will bring you inspiration, encouragement, and discovery. The devotion today for day 30 of our Lenten journey is given by Michael Cleland. Allow for the music to free your mind and open your heart to listen for God.
Often, Lenten sermons and devotional thoughts swing between two poles. Either we are enjoined to give something up for Lent, or to take on a new discipline of some kind that will improve our spirituality. The Lenten season leading up to Easter is one of those times on the church calendar when people are encouraged to improve their spirituality. But often, real spirituality is lacking with these endeavors, usually because they can become legalistic and take joy away from the intention itself. I have a friend who some years ago advocated for the Daniel diet during Lent. He himself would go whole hog, although he consumed no hogs, on the diet, mostly juices and smoothies. He lost weight, and who wouldn't? And encouraged all he knew, that would be his entire congregation, because he was the pastor, to take up the Daniel diet for Lent. But does anyone use the Daniel diet anymore? I fear it has gone the way of many Christian fads. I appreciate the theme and the devotions that have been shared for this series of podcasts. The ideas of Lent as a journey and a deep look at what it means to follow Jesus are very important. I've chosen Matthew 16:24 through 26 to illustrate scripturally when Jesus says to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what would they give in return for their life?" In this passage, taking up the cross of Christ and walking with him says at least three things in terms of our understanding of Lent. There is a taking on, that would be the cross. There is a letting go, to deny oneself. And then there is a journey, to follow Christ wherever he may lead. Some time ago, you know, as the saying goes, tell the truth and shame the devil, it was way back in 1980, and the Southern Baptist Convention was meeting in Los Angeles, and they had Arthur Blessett as the main speaker. If you don't know Arthur, he has become famous for carrying his cross around the world, literally something like over 40,000 miles and pretty much covering every continent. He really carries a cross. Now, at that time, during the convention, the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Van Nuys had invited Arthur to conduct a revival, and hundreds of people would come forward during the altar call, and hundreds were baptized. I kind of think it was possibly because they wanted to be baptized by Arthur Blessed. But I remember one Sunday night, I was one of two other pastors along with Arthur in the tank. We had a very large tank, and we would do simultaneous baptisms. One would say in the name of the Father, another pastor would say and of the Son, and then of the Holy Spirit. And we baptized three at once, and we got through 204 one Sunday night doing it that way. Now, Arthur had a great ministry, but somehow I think that picking up a cross and following Jesus is much more nuanced than that. Of course, there are those who wonder if the living Jesus really said these words. I mean, how did he know he would die on a cross? Now, there are those who would say, well, he's God, of course he knew. But others might doubt that the historical Jesus ever said such a thing, but rather these words were put on his lips by Matthew's church, who had and would be undergoing persecution. But perhaps another answer is that Jesus knew all about crosses. Who wouldn't? Living in Judea under Roman persecution, crosses were everywhere. Perhaps Jesus knew that his life might lead to a cross, or even more precisely, the life and the choices and the teachings that he espoused would lead to a cross. Perhaps he knew that those who followed him might also be forced to choose a life that would lead to a cross, in those days, quite literally. But here's another scripture. Luke 14, 25 through 27 says, "Now large crowds were traveling with him, and he turned and said to them, 'Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.'" Jesus knew that if a disciple were to follow him, they might have to leave the large crowds behind. They might have to leave their family behind. Now, understandably, we don't like these words. But I think what Jesus would say to us today is that we might have to leave the familiar at times behind in order to truly follow him. These days, I feel I don't really belong to any tribe. It can be a lonely perch, but it can also give great clarity. Our tribes get us into trouble or may prevent us from following Jesus with action in the face of injustice and difficult times. I'm thinking of Frodo in Lord of the Rings. A task needed to be accomplished. At one point, it was out far in the future, and there was a community, the Fellowship, that would go with Frodo and help him to move forward on that task. But then there came a point when the community was either divided or had turned back. At Elrond's house, Frodo knew in his heart that he would be the ring bearer. All roads would ultimately lead to Mount Doom. Some would come with him, really only one, but most of them would not. I think there was a point in Jesus' ministry when he knew all roads would lead to the cross. Some would go with Jesus, but some would not. Now, we may not need to throw a ring into Mount Doom, but we may need to renew our sense of calling and purpose this Lent, wherein we know that following Jesus is a very individual road. Some may come with us, and some may not. But follow him, we must. Dear Jesus, help us to hear the words of these scriptures, to silence ourselves and to go deep within so that we know how to truly follow you in this journey that will continue past Lent and Easter into the days ahead and the days beyond. Oh, may we be bold and brave, and may you give us courage. Amen.